me will keep my word, says the Lord. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today our Lord speaks to us of love. Love for God and love for neighbor. As you recall, Jesus gave us the great commandment: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. The first commandment. The second is like unto it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus, in today's gospel, says, "As the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love." So how do we remain in the love of the Lord? He gives us some clues. He says, "I love you the way the Father loves me." That is with a full divine love. The Father and the Holy Spirit and the Son, one God in love. God is love. Then Jesus goes on to say, "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love." He gives us a challenge each day to be godlike, to be like him, to obey his Father's commands and to obey his commands. He says, "I have told you this that your joy may be complete." We are people of joy, of love, of compassion. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. He shows us the way. Thomas says, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." Today, on this solemn day, when we are having our children receive their first communions, we are coming together as a parish family in one communion, as one, a unity. It is so important that we remain in the love of the Lord so that we may maintain this unity. He gives us unity in the church. He gives us the joy of the saints in heaven. He gives us eternal joy in the blessedness of eternal life. He gives us so many good things. You just have to think a little bit and you'll think of all the blessings the Lord has given to you today and throughout your entire lives. Today we're going to join our children to that communion of the church. And by that, we celebrate his most holy sacrifice of the altar in their presence, but with them receiving his body and his blood for the very first time. They were baptized in the church long ago, and now they will participate more fully in the communion of the church. Jesus calls us his friends, but he mentions slaves, and he says, I do not call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything. Jesus tells us everything we need for our salvation. He never holds back. He gives and he gives and he gives until the very last, when he hangs on the cross and he breathes forth his Holy Spirit into us so that we may be his disciples. What does he call us to do? He calls us to follow him each day. And so our children on this day, in their following of him, have come to the point when they will receive their first Holy Communion. Let us pray for them constantly through this Mass and forever, that they be good and faithful stewards of the Lord, that they may come into the Lord's presence more and more and experience the life-giving presence of Jesus in his most precious body and blood, so that they may receive the salvation for the life of the world which he offers us. Whoever loves me will keep my word, says the Lord, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Let us rise and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,